solid conservative just plain right, and technology is not cooperating right now. So if you think my voice sounds a little different, you are absolutely correct. I am now literally having to call into my own show because for some reason technology has decided it doesn't feel like doing the last section of the show. Hey, Copper, talk to me here. If I go ahead and do the Trash Pandas ticket giveaway, I could talk phone to phone while I'm got callers on the line, right?
Yes, you can.
You're gonna have to be like flipping the switches and doing all the things.
Yes.
This is what we gotta do. All right, let's do this. It is now 4:39 p.m. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go ahead and take the very first one who calls in and says they're a right side ruffian. I got two tickets to the Trash Pandas game, and the game is tonight, 6:35 p.m. playing the Montgomery Biscuits. Let the phone start ringing right now, 866-494-9866. Let's see what you got, folks. Do you or don't you want to go to see the Montgomery Biscuits hopefully get trounced by our Trash Pandas this evening? 866-494-9866. And, Copper, I am trying to get right back now to the Google Doc so I can see the board when you put things up there. And that's working, so at least that technology is with us. All right, I got a call. Copper, you highlight that name whenever you're ready, and I'll grab it. But, yeah, this is crazy. All right.
Hey,
Steve is on line three. Steve, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm awesome. Thanks for the tickets if I won. I don't know. Did I?
You just won. Are you a right side ruffian?
I am a right side ruffian for sure. Every day I listen.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for being a part of the audience. I mean, the reason why this show exists is because of folks like you. So I tell you what, you stay on the line and give Copper your contact information, and we'll make sure those tickets get sent to you ASAP, and you'll be able to go to the game tonight. All right.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm an implant here from Austin, Texas, and we love North Alabama, and listening to your show has really got us connected to the community, so thank you.
Hey, awesome. Well, welcome to Alabama. We're glad you're here. All right, stay on the line. Don't hang up. Copper, you go ahead and get Steve's contact information. And listen, that's just cool. And I love the fact, by the way, this audience is so amazing. Every time I turn around, I have an opportunity to hear somebody say, I moved here from out of state, or, you know, I came here because of work, or, you know, I listen to the show because it's something that, you know, connects me to what's going on in the world of politics and what it means to be a conservative. And, yeah, I mean, here's the bottom line. I say this all the time. I ain't kidding. The whole reason why this show exists is what I call the four E's, that we could enlighten and entertain and educate and empower folks in this audience to not only know what it means to be a conservative, but know how to do something about it. Know what it means to get active in your community and get active in state politics and get active in what it means to, you know, hopefully impact culture around you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, liberals, they are trying to impact culture like you would not believe. I mean, not like a little bit. This has become what I call the culture war in many aspects. And it's going on every single day. But some neat things are happening right now. In fact, I'll just go ahead and give you a couple of news bites. One of the things that occurred just today, or last night actually, was that in Texas, where our friend Steve just said he moved here from, in Texas, a lady by the name of, oh gosh, and since my internet is just, you know, crapping out on me right now, her name is Myra, I believe, and I'm going to try and find it, but she is a Republican who just flipped a Democrat seat that has been Democrat for like 100 years. And it's, here it is. Here's a Republican who flipped a House seat. Historic win has a message for Dems, she says. And her name is Myra Flores. And she literally lives in a largely Hispanic district in South Texas. But as a Republican, Myra Flores won the special election to beat the Democrat in a seat that has not been Republican in, oh gosh, 100 years, it says. Well, that's being seen right now as a bellwether for what's happening in our nation. Like, there's a strong, here's a quote from the article. The Democrat Party has been in control here in South Texas for over 100 years, and they feel entitled to our vote. They feel they don't have to do anything to earn our vote, and we send a strong message to Washington. We send a strong message to the Democrat Party. You have got to get to work. If not, you're going to get voted out. That's Myra Flores, the new, soon-to-be Republican congresswoman from South Texas. And by the way, I think that's going to wind up being something that happens all over the place. As the base gets fired up, as people look around and recognize there ain't nothing good about the policies we're seeing being put in place by these Democrats, there's going to be a bloodbath at the polls come November. I mean, right now they're saying that even CNN's pollster is saying, "Oh Lord, this is going to be awful for Democrats. This is going to be epic." And I agree. I mean, I think it's going to be something that's going to wind up basically setting a new standard for the midterm elections, which is real common, by the way. A new president from an opposite party comes in a midterm election, almost always loses seats. Now, the interesting thing is when Obama, when that happened to him and he lost seats, he had to pivot. He had to come back to the middle on some stuff. He had to recognize that he had now to work with Republicans. I am not seeing that kind of, you know, that kind of cognitive connection within the Biden administration right now. I don't know if they know what pivot means. I'm not sure they can get there. And so this is going to be amazing to watch. I don't know. We'll see as time goes on. But yeah. There's a lot happening right now in the world, and some of the headlines are clearly indicating that conservatives have about had enough. I mean, so aside from that one, I saw some other headlines that I thought were pretty significant, not the least of which is, by the way, today, in order to deal with inflation, the Fed put in the highest rate hike that we have seen since 1994. So we're talking, what, how many, 30 years? It's literally, the fact that we've got it right now, a CNN reporter, by the way, just recently called Biden being worse than Carter on inflation. Holy cow. I mean, when CNN is, when you've lost CNN, you really lost. Here's another headline that I think is just I'm just grabbing headlines right now. I'm having fun with this. Breaking news right now, as of just in the last hour, fully vaccinated, double boosted Dr. Fauci has tested positive for COVID. Well, it's a good thing he was fully vaccinated and double boosted, right? Because surely it would have been much worse. Oh my gosh. I don't know why they keep trotting that guy out there as some kind of authority. All right, listen. Copper, go ahead and move us to the last break of the day. We'll come back from that, and we will hopefully be able to wrap this thing up with technology that decides it wants to cooperate. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, with the best audience in the world. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, it is 4:50, that's 4:50 p.m. It's go-home time in a heat wave. I'm thinking about mowing grass this evening, and I'm thinking, I don't know that I want to do that. But nonetheless, let me just say, if you're headed home, just understand that while they've got amazing coffee at Just Love Coffee, the hot drinks and all that, they've also got the cold ones. Oh, it just hit a new level, didn't it? Yes. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They've got all kinds of great food. You can stop and get dinner on the way home. Actually, just stay there for dinner, enjoy their Wi-Fi, and hang out with friends, or, for that matter, pick it up and take it with you. They've got salads and wraps and sandwiches, and you can get breakfast for dinner and all that. But what I'm saying also, too, is if you like iced coffee, if you want some caffeine but you don't want the hot in the heat, well, go with their ice drinks. They've got great ones. Just check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And yeah, please, when you get there, by the way, tell them that you heard about it on Right Side Radio, because they tell me all the time that they've got folks that come in and say, oh, I heard about it on Right Side, so I came by. All right, there's that. Hey, listen, today we have talked about a number of things. I didn't get to number three on the Triple Dipper, the Show Me the Money. I'll do that one tomorrow. But in the meantime, let me tell you this. Something you guys need to know is that right now we are definitely on what I would call SCOTUS watch. Phil, what did you just say to me? SCOTUS watch, Supreme Court of the United States. One thing that did happen is you've seen all the protests going on. So we had that amazing situation with the leaked draft of the opinion on the Dobbs versus Jackson County healthcare out of Mississippi. That's the one that really deals with Roe v. Wade. It's the first time we've seen something taken up by the Supreme Court of the United States in decades that could actually have the effect of overturning Roe v. Wade and changing abortion law in the United States. Well, we're on SCOTUS watch right now, but what happened was, if you remember, was that leaked opinion came out. That doesn't happen. This is the Supreme Court. We do not have leaks in the Supreme Court. Well, we did now. I'd like to know, by the way, why they still haven't found the person, because it can't be that hard to track down. It's not like a huge, gigantic staff. But somehow or another, that thing got out. Well, it sparked all of the leftist frenzy. And so right now, what happened was finally, yesterday, Nancy Pelosi decided she couldn't avoid it anymore. And she did allow a bill to come to the floor of the House, and it passed to allow increasing security for Supreme Court justices. Why is that necessary? Well, just last week we had a nut job from California with a gun, a knife, some pepper spray, some zip ties, and a couple of other things on him, who drove from California to Justice Kavanaugh's home with the intent to kill a justice of the Supreme Court. Now, he apparently has trouble, you can imagine. And he called his sister at some point, I understand, and said, this is what I'm going to do. And she said, stop, you can't. Dial 911. And she did. He actually reported himself, but he was there with intent. The justice and his family were there with no security, other than what was there to try and help prevent all these protesters from stomping on his yard. That should not be. So the Democrats finally let the bill come up that would allow for security to be given to Supreme Court justices. 27 House Democrats voted against it. Now, it passed, but you have to look at it and go, why did they vote against this? On what grounds? Well, in the meantime, Supreme Court of the United States is still going, and we're on SCOTUS watch right now. We even had this morning... indications were that we might have even seen that case get released today, because it's largely believed that while that was a draft that was leaked, that it was the final, that it is what's going to happen. And I know, Copper, you and I have talked about it on the air multiple times, and you do on your radio show on Sundays, yeah. That this is the moment when we may actually see Roe overturned.
I hope so.
And I we know it's going to come out this month is what we're told, right?
That's right. By the end of the
month. I mean, at some point this month. I'm sorry, what?
By the end of the month, certainly, but sooner would be better.
Yeah, sooner. Yeah, I agree. Maybe at this point they want to get some security in place because the crazies are saying they're coming out. Our friend Allie, who called into the show last week, sent me something this morning, and we both kind of went back and forth. Is it legit? We don't know. But it was a screenshot she sent me of a flyer on a wall, and it says, the D.C. call to action, the night of rage. The night SCOTUS overturns Roe v. Wade, hit the streets. You said you'd riot to our oppressors. If abortion ain't safe, you're not either. And I don't know if it's real. It looks real. Could be photoshopped. But this is the kind of thing that we're facing right now. The crazies are like at next level crazy. And so we'll see. But right now, SCOTUS Watch is on that. Now, there's two other cases, though, that are major. One is on the question of I think it's New York State's concealed carry law, that right now you have to justify the grounds upon which you would be allowed to conceal carry a firearm. And the Supreme Court's going to decide whether they're allowed to ask that based on a constitutional privilege or constitutional right. The other one is the question of this high school football coach who literally just prays on the field, and he was told he couldn't, and now the Supreme Court's going to decide whether that was an inappropriate ruling. All right, we got plenty more where that came from, but all I'm saying is this. Supreme Court of the United States is about to make some serious waves, and if you think liberals are going nuts right now, you wait till these rulings come out, every one of them. One deals with the Second Amendment, one deals with abortion, and one deals with prayer at a school. Yes, they are going to have a complete freak out. We'll find out what happens then. By the way, tomorrow, going to be a good day. Grand Council should be laid on with our brethren Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down on the coast and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. And that's always one of the that to me is a lot of fun because there winds up being as much banter as there is like conservative talk. Hopefully my technology will be all back up and we can work that out. In the meantime, folks, you be careful in this heat. Don't let it wear you down too much. And like I said, stop for an iced coffee as opposed to a hot coffee if that's what that will make your day better. I'm going to have this next segment that I save for today on tomorrow. Show me the money. Because right now the Fed has decided to go ahead and raise the rate in an effort to try and stall inflation. But the economy being what it is, folks, we're seeing things in the economy right now that we haven't seen in decades. Well, there's still a ton of money floating around. Like we're looking at a special session this summer to try and spend more federal dollars, like $1 billion in federal money. And when you have that much money mixed with a demand that can't be met by supply, it's a recipe for inflation, some say even recession. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Show me the money with Right Side Radio. All right, folks, listen. Thanks for your patience with technology. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here tomorrow. Y'all have a great night.